Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
What's up? I'm all right. Hey,
what's up, y'all?
Blog Talk Radio. My apologies. This is on Brother B. My apologies. Running late. Was doing some family stuff. I am so sorry. Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
You forgive me, Big Red? You forgive me?
I forgive you for now.
Okay, thank you. What up, everybody? It's another episode of The Menu. Last one for the year. Yeah.
Yes.
How y'all doing?
Last one. The last rundown.
Yes, 100, and you know what? 128 episodes. 128 episodes.
That's wonderful.
Never thought. Definitely want to thank Russia, Greece, the UK, and the United States, and all those in between. Oh, in Canada. Definitely want to thank everybody for listening. Very, very much appreciated. Once again, you rocking with Big Red and Brother B. We are here, The Menu. It is December 24th, Christmas Eve. And
yes, it is. We here. No. We almost made it. Almost over.
Yeah, man. Hope everybody done with their last minute shopping and all this good stuff. You know. So how you doing, Red? What's going on?
Well, I've been good. I made a little bit of food. Of course, I worked last night and.
Oh,
you
made
know,
food? What food you make?
I made some empanadas. Not nothing big, just empanadas.
Oh, you made empanadas. All right. Put me two in the stash. As long as they ain't pork. As long as they ain't pork.
I do the just the regular, ground beef. But, made some of that. And, no big thing, sitting here watching the... Just happened to come across the Yule log. Remember the Yule log from back in the day?
The who?
Yule log.
Oh, the Yule log on Channel 11? They still got the Yule log?
Yeah, it still does come on Channel 11, but right now it's on the, what's the channel? The Hallmark Channel right now. And they've come a long way because remember it just used to be the log burning and that's all you see was, the log burning, and that was it. They didn't change it up now.
Well, hold on. Wait, first of all, for those who don't know, the Yule log is something that was started way back in the days, I believe, on Channel 11. Mm. And what it was just a camera videotaping a log in the fireplace burning. So you can sit there and basically just watch it for hours. So that was
music,
a fireplace for broke
on.
People.
Mm-hmm. You didn't have an actual fireplace, right? And,
yeah, if you didn't have a fireplace.
You know, Christmas music.
Yeah, Channel 11. And you put your hands in front of the TV, pretend it was hot. maybe roast some marshmallows or something like that in front of the TV.
Right.
So, what did they step it up to?
Oh, they done stepped it up. Now it's more modern looking fireplace. Now they got like a Christmas tree and little presents. And now they've incorporated animals. Now right now I'm watching a nice little kitty cat. He just ran. Yeah, they do a little nice little kitty cat playing around in the presents.
Okay.
And in the next segment, they're going to have the puppies, because I've seen this before where they had the cat or the puppy, so they have the animals. Like, you'll see the Yule for a little bit. They'll show the presents. They're playing the music, but then you'll see the animals there chasing, you know, chasing little toys around, or they're just walking back and forth with either a cat or puppy or something like that. And I'm like, wow, we didn't have that. We just had the log and the fire, and that was it.
Well, no, wait, no, none of the puppies or cats are twerking. They ain't got nothing going on. Oh, okay.
No,
right,
they
so
just walking
just
back and forth and playing. And I'm like, that's cute. I said, that's really cute. I wish they had that when I was younger, because I think I would have actually watched it. You know, I probably would have actually enjoyed it more if they did that.
You
know, as a kid. No, just as a kid, like... Just as a child, I would have enjoyed. You know, kids like cats and dogs and stuff like that, so that would have been more enjoyable. I never liked this Yule log thing. I hated it when I hated this thing when I was younger.
I mean, I didn't mind. I was just surprised that it was on, like, all day. Like, yeah. That's all they did was videotape a piece of wood just burn.
Like, remember, they would put it on, like, they would put it on, you know, Christmas Eve around this time, and it would stay on all night and all, you know, all into the next day. But when, you know, when we was younger, it was boring. It was just like, all right, you turn to it, it's still there, it's still doing that, but at least they incorporating, like, animals or something in it, so it make it more enjoyable to watch now, you know, if you want to watch it, that's what you want to do.
True, that's what's up. That's what's up.
That's
well, once again, hey, everybody. You rock with the menu. Mind Your Mental on Blog Talk Radio. On the air, Brother B, Big Red. Guest calling number is 347-324-3395. That is 347-324-3395. We are wrapping it up for the last one in the year. Thank you for all your support, listens.
Thank you, everyone.
All that good
Thank
stuff.
You.
Yeah. But, you know, we're going to step our game up for the new year, but that's to be announced. So let's get into our somewhat topic, you know, basically touching upon a few things. But one thing I did want to address is the fact of, like I said, our topic, you know, what's going on, basically what's going on, where do we go from here? Now, when I say that, you look in the news and current events, one of the things that's big right now is the whole bullying thing. And, you know, that little white kid, his mother came on TV and, you know, well, she did a video and it went viral about, you know, her son being bullied, but yet the white kid was doing some bullying of his own.
Right, absolutely.
You had all types of entertainers and athletes, you know, like wanting to donate money and, you know, just showing this big cause for concern. But meanwhile, you had a little Spanish girl and a little black girl commit suicide because of
bullying.
Because of bullying. So my thing is, what makes them different?
Right.
And what's crazy is it's our own people who were contributing money to this, I mean, little white boy. And I didn't really, not like it should be made public, but when it came down to the two little girls committing suicide, who rushed to their families?
Right. Like, where were they at when that happened?
Yeah, where was everybody, you know, with their... talking, you know, talking all that stuff, like what was going on. The thing that bothers me about that is the fact that, we always quick to run to somebody else's aid, and we kind of ignore our own. And this bullying thing. Listen, Red, I remember when we was younger. Did you think about suicide when you got bullied?
Heck no, absolutely not.
I never thought about
absolutely
suicide.
Not.
So I'm just wondering, like, where did this whole idea of suicide started coming from? I mean, at that age, 10 and 13, listen, I was thinking about G.I. Joe's, Voltron, and, you know, sneakers and stuff like that. I wasn't thinking about suicide. If you got bullied, you got bullied. You fought back, you fought back. Like,
exactly.
What the hell
was going on? You got your butt beat.
Yeah, exactly.
You got beat
up,
and guess what? The next day you just fight him again or whatever the case is.
Yeah, and I'm just really cramming to understand, like, why kids, I have to say, it's so soft nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is it all about?
I really don't know either. Like, I never, you know, like, I thank goodness that my kids weren't bullied. I didn't have that issue with them where they were, like, you know, on some, you know, like, got bullied or they were, well, listen, the younger one, I think he was the bully, but with the older one, you know, I never had, you know what was so funny? He's not bullied like that. Like, he wasn't to the point where he was getting in trouble or had somebody on some, you know, not like that, but he, you know, like, people didn't mess with him or even, you know, the older one either. But my thing is, especially my oldest, with him growing up, I never thought about teaching him to fight or to teaching him to defend himself, because in my mind, I'm like, you know what? Maybe this is a generation where these kids will grow up differently, where they'll more learn to appreciate each other or more to, you know, not be into all of that. But unfortunately, he had to learn on his own how to defend himself. And it not because of bullying, but just learning to defend himself on his own just because. I never wanted to teach my children. So, you know, some parents, like, oh, yeah, oh, I'm going to teach my kid how to do this. And I'm not, I never thought about that, because my thing is, get along. You have to learn. My thing is, you have to learn social skills, because if you are like that when you're younger, you're going to be like that when you get older. And guess what?
Well,
as you can see now, we have adults out here that are bullies.
Well, all right. And I was just about to get to that. So You look at the way society is. You look at, and I'm just for example, because I'm not going to sit there and, like, you know, throw too many people under the bus. But when you have people, certain individuals that take the job and they become like cops, you know, certain people that work within certain levels of the system, people with titles, they seem to think that these titles and these positions give them a right to bully other people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you look at number 45, he's a bully.
Absolutely.
And people seem to think that it's okay. So if you look at society, you can't really blame the children if they're kind of mimicking what they see and what they deal with.
Absolutely.
And what they have to live with. I mean, you got people
Absolutely.
That go to work. You got people that go to work and they're bullied on a daily basis.
Exactly, at work. And these are adults. So my thing is,
exactly.
Not to cut you off, but now these are adults and they're being bullied. So my thing is this. Now, if an adult is feeling a certain way and feel bullied, they know, most adults know how to take the channels that they need to take to alleviate that situation or to try to, you know, get that situation under control. But imagine a child. Children don't know how, or unfortunately now we have to teach them. Children don't know how to go to a certain people or a person or whatever, because guess what? Even if they go to that certain person, the teacher, the principal, whatever, guess what happens? The teacher, the principal, administrator, they don't even want to help. Until that child goes off and do something, and then that's when you get a Columbine or one of them other, you know, mass shootings that happen, because that's why that happens, because these kids are kids. They cannot mentally process being bullied. Unfortunately, that's the world that we're living in now. And once again, they may be bullied. They may be being bullied at home, not from a brother or sister. They may be being bullied from a parent, an uncle, a cousin, somebody. So guess what? They can't process that. So because they can't process that, they start going introverting, and then they start just being by themselves and going off, and then that's when they start wanting to – they start thinking about this. And then plus also you have to look at what they watch on TV. Look at the cartoons, the shows that they're watching, the video games that they're playing. That has a big, you know, impact with it as well. There was a game my kids was playing, I think about maybe a couple of years ago. Guess what it was called? Bully.
Really? That a video game called Bully?
Yes, it was a game called Bully.
Wow.
Yes.
And this may sound like a stupid question, but what was the premise of the game?
Basically, to be a bully to somebody or to beat up somebody and hit them with all kinds of hit them with pipes or something like that. And I just used to walk past and look at that game like, you know, that's ridiculous. Like, this is the stupidest thing I ever seen in my life. And then you get points for doing certain things to a person or something in school. So I'm like, yo, I can't. So it's like, if an adult has some adults have the capacity to try and alleviate the situation. Now you have a child. These children don't know how to process it, and they don't have anybody to talk to, because guess what? Mom is either working, dad is working, or dad don't want to hear it. Mom come home from work, she's tired, she don't want to hear what's going on. So who does he talk to? So he goes online. He tries to go online and talk to people. Guess what? You got people online. They're not going to tell him the right thing. They're going to say, yeah, well, you should go and do this and go do that. Da, 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 da. Or they Google something, and the next thing you know, they walking into school killing up people. Like this is like it's unfortunate.
True.
Or they end up harming themselves at that, you know.
But that's the whole thing. Like, when did video games become the new reality? Like, when did all that, like, when did things stop being real and fake became okay?
That's when they started changing up the gigabytes or the bit, what they call it, the bit 64 bits or whatever it was. They should have kept it at that. Now they want to make things reality. Everything is reality this and reality that.
Well,
unbelievable.
In my opinion, nothing's really reality unless you're living it. Because, like, when they want to talk about reality shows, I don't care what anybody says. Reality shows are not real. They're all scripted.
No. No.
Sorry to bust your bubble, people. But reality shows are not real. They're scripted.
They don't hear you. They think all that stuff is real.
I know. Yeah,
they don't hear you.
Saying,
you can say
it. You're a hater.
Yeah, exactly. Yep, you're a hater if you say that. Oh, that's real. No, it's not. I had to explain that today to the youngest. Like, you see all them people on them videos and them guys with all them cars, and that's not theirs. That stuff is rented. That ain't their car. They ain't got
them
six cars and no driveway. Get out of here.
Well, my thing is this. If people getting paid to do reality shows, then you should be getting paid, too. Because you're doing a reality
right.
show as well. It's just that yours ain't in front of a camera.
Right.
And so, you living real. Your life ain't scripted. So you should be getting paid, too.
That's right.
But that goes to show you, it ain't real, man. They trying to push that facade on you. All they care about is ratings and money.
Yep. And that's what they bank
on. They don't care what they do or what they say on the back of you.
Yep.
It's ridiculous.
That's what they bank on. They know how that money's coming in. They know, even if, like, when they have those shows, this is why certain commercials, this is why they show certain commercials or certain types of things, because they know who their target audience is. They know who they're targeting, the young ones, to this one, to that, you know, this ethnic group. They know who they're targeting. So they know, you know what? We got them. Oh, we could get our money from them, because you know what? They're going to see them pair of Jordans, and then we're going to bring them out next month, and then they're going to be lined up around the corner to go get them. They're going to scam. They're going to use their last rent check, their welfare check. They're going to do something to get them Jordans for their kids.
That's a damn shame.
Yeah.
Materialism rules.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
materialism
yeah. It's just... it's not going to, it's not changing because nobody wants to change. Nobody wants to live in reality. Everybody wants to live a fantasy world now. It's like no more, you know, what, my thing is this, what happened to keeping it real? Remember that? Remember, oh, I'm going to keep it real. What happened to that? Nobody wants to keep it real.
Keep it real.
That was the big thing. Keep it real. Oh, you ain't keeping it real. Really?
Keeping it real. Took a turn for the worse. People don't really want to keep it real anymore. They just want to keep it what they believe is right.
Right. They don't want to keep it real. Their interpretation of keeping it real is being mean and being nasty and just saying something. They think, oh. I said, and you heard, like I said, you don't think about how you may hurt that person's feelings or how they're going to feel when you say it. But in your mind, oh, that's, I'm just keeping it real. Yeah, well, okay. If that's what you do, then whatever makes you sleep at night, that's fine.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense, man. So let's talk about, because, you know, I was going back and forth with a couple of people about this whole thing with number 45 passing this, well, not yet, but this whole tax bill that the Republicans are trying to pass. And, you know, some people seem to think that it's going to be a good thing. But what a lot of people don't realize, especially in that live within a certain tax bracket, that it may seem one way now, but in 2019, you're going to get screwed. Because,
that's
of course, he's not gonna sign off on anything now, because next year is the election, midterm election, I believe. So he's not gonna do anything to hurt, you know, to hurt the party. So how do you give a tax break to people who have shitload of money? Let's just get that off right there. How do you give a tax break to people that have a shitload of money already?
But this ain't the first time that happened. I mean, people, we're realizing it because we're adults, but wasn't that Reagan that did the same thing?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Years ago?
Yeah, Reagan did it. Yeah, he did it.
Yeah.
I'm
so,
just saying, I'm just surprised at how much people, like, first of all, I don't see how poor folk defend him on this. Like, you really think
that
it doesn't apply to you?
No, it doesn't.
That's the thing
in their minds. In their minds.
that's
their mind. It doesn't apply. Oh, that doesn't apply to me, really? When you look at your paycheck or when you get when you try to do your taxes, we're going to see how much it don't apply to you.
I feel you. I just don't get it. I just don't understand how, you know, this type of thing is allowable. And, you know, it just happens.
Right.
You know, like,
right.
when do we say when?
Yeah, but if nobody's paying attention, it's like,
really?
You're right. When do we say when? But nobody's paying attention. Nobody cares. Because once again,
as you just said,
nobody wants to live in reality.
Listen, I don't see how people cannot live in reality. There's too much shit going on in the world for people to not want to live in reality.
Everybody's
living in denial. You can't live in denial.
Yeah. But see, that's the thing. It's too much going on. It's too much to process. So you know what?
Right.
My escape, let me, like I said, reality. I hear people say that's all reality TV is my escape. That's not reality TV. That's fake TV. No, that's your escape because it's fake. So it's like they don't want to look at the real issues, what's going on. And just like you said, how you giving people that have money are you kidding me? So it's just like, once again, he just showing he don't give a damn about us. us brown people, especially us brown people. You don't care.
Well, I don't know if it's just the whole thing with the brown people. I just think he doesn't give a damn. The Republicans, his party just doesn't give a damn in general. And I will even say, well, it boils down to the Democrats, too, because no matter how you look at it, politics is politics. And politics has nothing to do with us.
Mm-hmm.
Politics has nothing to do with us. Nobody cares about us when it comes down to
no, not at all.
Certain things.
Not at all.
That's why I'm like, yo, what the, you know what I'm saying? What the hell is going on? Like, why? Like, what is it all about? But, you know, listen, to all you people who voted for Trump, it's all good, but you're about to find out what you voted for. You're about to find out, you know, the real deal behind them.
Listen, I don't know why they ain't find out yet. Should have found out by now. With all the other crap that he even did before that time, or before this time.
Well, because, you know what, somebody was speaking their language, and their language wasn't the same language that we were speaking. That's why I was okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, we need to, a lot of people, we need to cut this whole division shit. Like, what are we to be, it's still being divided over color? People are still, like, acting up over color. Like, come on, it's 2017, about to be 2018. If you really think color really matters, you're an asshole. Because unless you're
talking
green,
but unfortunately,
it doesn't matter.
Right.
Unless you're talking
but
green,
unfortunately,
it doesn't matter.
But that's how you get the green, though. If you think about it, that's how you get to the green. You divide it. And also, you divide it by the green because guess what? If you got money, it really don't matter what color you are when you got money, but when you ain't got none, that's when color comes into play.
Well, like I said, I find it very interesting. Especially when people that don't have a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out of, you know,
mm-hmm.
you want to vote for the person who really doesn't see things from your level, from your perspective.
Right.
Like, a rich man can never see things from the level of a poor person unless they were poor once and they actually stay true to their roots.
Right. That's the only way that would happen. Hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but that's a rarity. That's very rare. You know, I mean, sometimes one thing about doing this show, we have freedom of speech, but then again, we don't. Because you know what the sad part is? Someone is always going to judge you off of what you say without even knowing who you are. They're never going to give you the benefit of the doubt. People rarely think objective. They're very subjective in their thinking. And they really believe wholeheartedly that their way is the right way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, we look at the election. This dude didn't win the popular vote, but he won the electoral vote. I mean,
right.
Really? Like, which is more important, what the people say or what someone sit back and dictates and decides? I guess it's what someone dictates and decides. Once again, it just goes back to the whole thing of bullying. It's like, it's not about what we say, it's about what we want you to do.
Right, exactly.
And I'll never get it.
No, I won't get it either, unfortunately. It's just a sad state of affairs we're living in now. Like, it just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, and for it to be December 24th, 2017, Christmas Eve, we know what we have to do as a people, but yet we don't do it.
Nope.
And that's the thing that I will always find interesting, especially, like, people that go to church. A lot of people that go to church, they preach unity, they preach this and they preach that, but that's on Sunday. What are you doing Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday?
Sinning.
Well...
Sinning,
well,
that's
you know,
what
So what does that say about belief? What does that say about what you're doing? What does that say about how you live?
Mm-hmm.
If you're more fascinated and caught up with sin than doing the right thing, I mean, come on, real talk. You can't call yourself a religious person if you treat people like shit.
Right.
Because that's not
exactly
what Most High was about. So how do you treat your brother like crap? But then at the other
but
end
you
of your mouth.
Right.
Yeah, you're preaching. How do you do that?
You're preaching. Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. Because they believe, because like I said, their interpretation of what they're reading in the book, in the Bible,
listen,
or whatever, that's their interpretation. They're going to interpret it the way they want to.
You can't misinterpret a clear message. If everybody want to talk about Jesus and God, and if you believe in Jesus and what he died for, and he was the Prince of Peace, how could you want a war? Once again,
mm-hmm.
How could you treat your fellow man like crap? How could you do that? But see, these are the questions that people ask, but no one ever really wants to answer, because some of them are culprits themselves. Some of them
they don't know how to answer.
Themselves.
Yeah, that means they wouldn't know how to answer. They don't know how. That when they do answer it, all they're going to do is, you know, quote a scripture, but they don't know really how to answer it. Like, give an honest answer. Okay, you could quote a scripture, that's fine. But then you're going to turn around and talk out the other side of your
don't
mouth
mean
and
you
say,
live in
that's
it.
A quote. Scripture means nothing.
Yeah, don't mean you're living in it.
Right, exactly.
Don't mean you're about that life. And that's
absolutely
the thing that I don't understand. But, you know, at my age, there's a lot of things that have been said, that will be said, that I'll never understand. And sometimes I'm not trying to understand it anymore, because it's never going to make any sense. I'm not going to strive to understand why somebody does the dumb things that they do. I'm not going to try to understand why there's a green light and people still want to cross the street all slow and walk right in the middle of traffic like it's a game of Frogger. I ain't going to try to understand
it. It's like a game of Frogger.
Yeah, I'm not going to try to understand why if the train is packed, you're always going to have that one person that's going to squeeze their little fat ass or their narrow ass right in the door before the door
exactly.
closes. Like, yo, you know you can't fit, but you just
exactly.
going to squeeze anyway.
Reason, yep, sure, yep.
Make other people uncomfortable.
Yep.
Yeah, like
exactly.
People are okay with making other people uncomfortable. Like, all right, so I was looking at something on Facebook the other day, and apparently somebody wrote a book called Santa's Husband. Okay, I'm done.
I'm sorry.
I'm done. Santa's Husband.
Oh, my God, yes.
We've been told this little story of Santa Claus and this is that and the third, Santa ain't never had no husband. I know it's Mrs.
Absolutely
Claus.
Absolutely not. We know Mrs. Claus. Not no Mr. and
Santa's
Mr.
Husband.
Claus. Like, where the hell that came from?
And listen, I ain't got no problem with you living the life that you want to live. But why are you trying to put that on me? Why are you trying to put that on the kid? Like,
right.
If you want real talk, let's have some real talk here. Don't force who you are on me. I'm not forcing that I'm black on you. I'm just being
exactly.
who I am. And that's just that. If you don't like it, that's your business. But what do the children have to do with it?
But see, that's the thing. I'm going to play devil's advocate for 1 minute. See, that's the thing. They feel, oh, well, I'm like this. So you should just like it. Okay, that's fine. I do like it. What I don't like is that you're trying to push this on people, and just like you said, children as well. That's just like if I was a Buddhist, and I'm trying to push my Buddhism on you. You wouldn't like that. That's pushing religion or trying to make you go with my religion. No, it's the same thing of what you're doing. If that's not what you're into, then I shouldn't be trying to push that on you. But it's like this society now, they're trying to put something out there. It's like, oh, we want to be heard too. Okay, you can be heard. It's nothing wrong with you being heard, but now you're getting to the point where you're pushing it too far. You're pushing it on your children. You're trying to bring it into, and I'm going to say, and I'm sorry, the brown community. I'm not saying that there's any, you know, like there's not people that were like that, but it's like you're pushing it too much on us. Like you're trying to push it too much on us.
Well, all right, so check this out. So let me play devil's advocate for a hot second. So as much as you have certain people, powers that be, or whoever, that want to push their lifestyle on other people, I don't see black studies in every high school.
Absolutely.
I don't see African-American high studies in every high school or every school in general, whether it's from first grade all the way to, you know, 12th grade.
And if it was being pushed, you know it'd be a protest. You know everybody would be in an uproar. You know everyone would be in an uproar if that was being pushed.
Well, exactly. That's why I'm like, I find that so interesting, how it's okay to.
Is your back there? I'll get it later on.
It's okay to just say, hey, Santa's got a husband. And, of course, in that book, his husband is black. But it's okay. That's okay. But talking about prominent African-Americans who have made strides in this country, who sacrificed themselves for this country, who have invented things to help this country go forward. So you rather suppress that but push the other agenda. I don't get it.
Yeah, exactly. That's my whole point. And it's like, you know, the powers that they're trying so hard to push their, you know, lifestyles and certain things into our communities. And it's like, if we tried to do the same thing, they would be in the upper, which I'm sure certain things here and there have been happening, but they get crazy. They start getting in the uproar and they start protesting and oh, we ain't gonna, and then they go to the higher powers to get certain things X'd out of their communities or whatever. Just like, I was just looking on Facebook and I seen someone put up an article about they're trying to make Compton. They're doing gentrification in Compton. Let's just say that.
In Compton.
Yes.
Good luck. But you know.
Oh no!
They
already
what do
you mean good luck? They're doing it already. There was a the article has something with a family. They got I think it's 3-bedroom, 2-bath, and they done remodeled the house and everything, and they got the Christmas lights up, and, oh, we're living here now. And I'm like, what? Oh, it's a safe neighborhood now. Oh, we can safely walk through the neighborhood. Wow. Walk through the neighborhood.
Well, listen, you know what? One thing about our people, black people, we don't take advantage of situations when we're given the opportunity to.
Mm-hmm.
It's like in Harlem. You know, I remember years ago they was giving away them brownstones.
Mm-hmm.
Black people wouldn't take it. There's certain areas in Brooklyn that they was like, hey, listen, come buy this. Black people wasn't doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So now the white man gonna come in and fix it up. We can't get mad because we wasn't taking no interest in doing it.
Absolutely, you took the words right out of my head because
we wasn't fighting to keep the property. We wasn't fighting to do anything to add some worth to it. Some of us are still selling drugs, prostituting, and all the type of stuff. We wasn't trying
drinking
to take those brownstones for a dollar. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sitting there drinking at the liquor store.
Yeah. So what they'll do, we'll open up a liquor store, but then they'll turn around and open up a wine factory.
Right.
Wine
and spirits, beer brewery, or whatever you want to call. But let us go. Let us try to go in. Over there in Cross Bay. Let's go over there and try to build something or try to buy something. Once again, they will protest. They'll be throwing eggs. They have a cross burning on the wall. They'll be doing everything to get us out of here.
You're right. Because, you know, the whole thing is, oh, blacks bring down the property value. Listen, you keep believing that crap if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
But if we had some value to what we, you know what I'm saying, and to our beliefs and what we were about doing, nothing would go down. Everything would go up.
Yep.
But we don't want to do that.
No.
We don't ever want to do that.
Because you know why we don't want to do it? Not personally, us, but you know why? Because it's like, oh, well, why should we change? Why should we change what we're doing? Why should we change who we are? No, nobody's telling you to change, but fight for your neighbor. This is a neighborhood that you grew up in. You live here. Your grandmother, your auntie, your mom, your dad lived here. Fight for your neighborhood because they're taking your neighborhood away from you. Believe me, I hear it every day. When people call and it's people, it's the others calling, and they're in neighborhoods that I know brown people live in and been living there for years. And they're calling about noise, they're calling about this, they're drinking on the corner. Man, some people been on that corner probably for the last 40 years, and you calling about complaining about it.
Yeah, because now it's time for them to go.
Exactly.
It's time to get them off the corner. Like, we here now. You can't drink on this corner.
Oh, you can't
drink on
this corner. Because
I don't want to see it, and I don't want my little kid Timmy to see it. See,
right.
I got five babies in there
trying to sleep at night because of the noise. Oh, they're having a block party. Yeah, they do. They probably have that block party every year with no problem, and all of a sudden you come in now, it's a problem.
See, as much as it's not about color, it's about color. But then again, it's not about color.
Right.
And the whole thing is, we can't really look at it that way. All we got to look at it is like, yo, get your shit together. Just get your shit together. Don't make no excuses. Just get your shit together.
Yeah.
That's it. Just get it together. But we don't do that.
Nope.
We don't do that at all. But, you know, once again, it is what it is. So.
Yep. Unbelievable.
All these sexual allegations. What do you think about this, Red?
Okay.
Oh, he touched me. He made me feel uncomfortable.
Oh, Lord.
Inappropriate. All these, everybody, listen, every prominent male from black to white, everybody's sexual assault somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I know
everybody's being talked.
Like, yeah, it wasn't just me. Hey, it wasn't me.
Yeah, it wasn't me.
Yeah, it wasn't me. So now
I don't know. It gives me a headache. Like, you know, being sexually assaulted or harassed or any of those things, it's not okay. We know that's not, you know, especially if it's being, you know, done by someone you don't want to be bothered. You know, we know that. The stalking and all that stuff. But to me, I was thinking this to myself the other day, it's like when something is trendy, that's when everybody wanna jump on the bandwagon.
Sure.
And that's how I'm feeling this is. Sexual assault and harassment and all those things have been happening for years. And I'm sure it's been happening to them women for years, here or there, whatever, them Hollywood women or whoever. But it's like it's trendy now. It's like, okay, after Bill Cosby, now it's like, okay, Let's start. Oh, this one touched me. Oh, that one touched me. Oh, he did this. Oh, he looked at me wrong. He did. Miss, like, stop it. Now y'all want to try to make money off of these other. I mean, and to me, now, I'm going to say this. It's kind of like a karma and a kick in the behind, because you know what? When it was Bill Cosby, y'all was treating him, you know, talking about the man bad.
Yeah. But
guess
Bill
what?
Cosby
like
had
I said.
From him.
But guess what? But what I'm saying is, guess what? What happened with, it was, what is his name? Oh, my God. I can't. Every time I try to think of his name, I can't. Oh, my God.
Bobby Weinstein. You have now?
No, not even.
Name?
No, not, I'm going for Roman Polanski. How about Roman Polanski?
Oh, Roman Polanski.
Did anybody forget that he had sex with a 13-year-old or 14-year-old young lady? They
well, it doesn't matter
about that.
He doesn't live in this country no more, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, because they didn't they banish him or something like that, or they or
he can't come back. He can't come back.
But my whole point is why
but
is
he still making money?
Like, what?
He's still making movies.
That's what I'm saying. They still talk about it. They still make movies. They do all of this stuff. And mind you, at the time when I think when that happened or around the time that happened, that's when he had the wife that was pregnant. So, I mean, exactly. So that's what I'm saying. So what I'm saying is it's kind of like karma now for them to come out because these dudes have been doing this stuff. They've just been getting away with it because they either have a certain plateau. They had a little money. And, then of course, once again, unfortunately, you got to go back into the color thing. They know, listen, if I'm white, I'm right. I don't have to worry about nobody saying because all I got to do is tell her to keep quiet. I'll hit her off with a couple of dollars every other month, and she'll keep quiet about it.
That's sad. Everybody, so
but it's,
you know, it's pay for play. You know,
right?
A little bit of money. Shut up. But my whole thing is, it's like, all right. So, what does that say about you?
Mhm.
What
exactly.
does that say about your integrity? What does that say about your character? Like, listen, I'm not saying that these women are not valid in some of the things that they say, but, you know, I hear a lot of other women talking about, oh, well, maybe the person was scared, maybe this, maybe that. Listen, if somebody sexually assaults you, you really think that because, oh, well, I'm not going to say anything because I want this movie role. Or I'm not going to say anything because I want this position. What are you saying?
Yeah.
You're saying that you're willing to compromise, allow yourself to be compromised for what?
Right, for a little bit of fame and fortune.
Exactly.
Because this stuff happened to these women years ago. So you wait almost 20 years, 15 years, 10 years. Now you want to come out and say something? But just like you said, look how that makes you look. Then it's going to be harder for people to believe that this happened to you because look how long it took for you to come out and say anything.
Exactly. It's questionable. But the whole key thing is, well, a woman, when she says she's been sexually assaulted, should never be questioned. That's impossible. Because you have some other women out there who are just looking for the come up.
Exactly.
They're just looking, you know, I'm going to get this person. Or they're looking for revenge.
Right, exactly. Right, absolutely. Because they didn't get that movie role or somebody, you know, or something.
Yeah.
It's just like, come on, like. They make it bad, you know. That's where another thing of when we talk about division, that's where the divide, you know, goes with men and women as well. Because now you're making it hard for women that actually are going through certain, you know, certain things or have actually been sexually assaulted. Now that it's going to be hard for them to actually come out and say anything because now they're going to feel that if I say something, I'm going to be ridiculed. If I say something, he's going to try to do something. You know, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get it. Don't make no sense, but I get it. I get it.
Right.
Like, listen, which would you prefer? The ridicule? Or you standing up for what you believe in?
Right.
Or you just, you know, you just got to take one for the team. That's
right.
That. You just got to take one for the team.
It's just crazy. It's just like, it makes you just think like what is this world coming to? Like have we not learned anything?
Listen, we're going into 2018, and if people still haven't learned, they ain't going to learn. It's sad to say, it just seems like the human population is getting dumber and dumber. We refuse to look and think for ourselves, because it's this microwave generation of people who just want to be told what to do and how to do it. Everybody wants everything now, now, now. I want it now. I want certain things now. I want an ASAP. No one wants to wait anymore.
No, they don't want to. They don't want to wait for nothing. They don't want to wait for anything. They want everything to come to them right now, right this very minute. I want it right now. I don't care how I get it. I don't care how I get it.
I just find it interesting. I just want to see what 2018 brings. I mean, I hope it brings, you know, some more positivity. You know, I hope it brings, you know, just let's dissent of one another.
Right.
Like, I hope it actually just brings about something that we can build on. But I guess I sound like a John Lennon songwriter.
I don't know, I hope so.
It don't sound realistic. I sound more hopeful than anything. I sound like a goddamn care bear.
Listen, that's all we can hope for. You know, I think a lot of, you know, like, if you think about it, like, before, when President Obama was in office, you didn't have all this hate going on like this. All of this started, you started seeing and hearing all of this stuff, like, when election time came up. And when you even found, like, when people started finding out or started hearing about Donald Trump running, that's when you started seeing a change in everything.
When Obama was in office, I mean, we did have our share of hate, but now it's really more in the open. Like, the racists and the bigots are not afraid. Say what they want to say because they feel like, oh,
right.
Well, Trump's gonna back us. Yeah, okay. Good luck with that.
Yeah, right.
So unless you ain't,
yeah, it's like,
you
how
ain't
he going back
to in his tax bracket, unless you ain't in his tax bracket, you don't care.
No, well, let's not even. Well, what about the ones that you know that oh you know voted for him, and you know. You sitting around talking reckless to people. Like, you sitting up there talking reckless, like, this is 1960-something, and everybody's going to say, oh, we're going to be humble. No, these people will kill you. Like, ain't nobody sitting around being humble.
Nah, please, God.
Ain't nobody just sitting back just like, oh, okay, we're going to sing Kumbaya. No, you're going to get Kumbaya upside your head.
It's not about what makes sense. It's about what it is. That's
straight. Yeah, exactly.
It's not about that. It's about what it is. So.
I hope so.
I
well. We'll see what happens. Or what's going to happen.
Listen, man, I'm looking forward to, you know, clean slate. New start on some things. You know, it's a new year.
Mm. Yep.
I'm interested to see what's up.
And you got this new year, new me, people.
The who?
The new year, new me, people. You know those new year. Oh, it's a new year. I'm going to be a new me.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, God.
No, no new year, new me. Just keep being the same asshole that you are.
That's right.
I respect that.
Ain't got
more.
No time for that.
Yeah, ain't no time for you. Stay the same asshole you are.
It's like whatever happens, happens. You know, I just, you know, just like you said, I just hope to, you know, just try to stay out the, you know, my thing is just trying to stay out of just negativity. Like I don't have time. Like I just don't personally have time for it anymore. I got enough things that I have to deal with without just dealing with negativity. That's why I don't understand how people like. I don't understand how people like drama in their life. Like in this day and age, how do you want extra drama?
Because some people don't have anything else better to do with themselves.
Right. Like how do you want extra drama? Like you just like you bring extra drama to you. Like you don't have to have it in your life. You just doing it because you just want to.
Yeah.
Now, unavoidable, like, things that you can't avoid, I understand, like, certain things, you know, like with your kids or, you know, certain, you know, family or whatever, you know, certain things like that you can't avoid if you live with them or whatever, I get that, but, like, just a lot of unnecessary drama I can't be bothered with.
Well, kudos to you. Nowadays, people just want to soak it all up.
Right, they want to feel. They want to soak your energy up, and then you know, and then once they soak your energy up, they just you know, oh well, bye, see you later, peace out. Ah, you listen, what are you doing? I love that. What are you doing? Like, I refuse to let that happen.
Refuse that.
I'm really enjoying this Yule log.
You still looking at that damn Yule log?
Yeah, because I told you it got the animals on it, so I wish they had these when I was younger. I would love to. I would have enjoyed it better, but it's making me in the Christmas spirits right now. Spirits.
With a tree and some animals running across. Gotcha.
Spirits.
Yeah, you got just one little one, 2 minutes. I want to let that go down. Whatever the hell you're drinking.
Who, me? Oh, no, I'm not drinking anything. I'm just sitting here enjoying the quietness, that's all. And on Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, once again, guest calling numbers 347-324-3395. That's the guest calling number, you know. It says it's the last one for the year. You know, everybody getting their presents wrapped and getting all the last minute stuff together, you know, getting ready for tomorrow. But that's the other thing I want to address. You know, this time of year, you got people out there can't pull it off. You got people out there that don't have much. You know, you got other people out there that's celebrating and spending all this type of money on this and spending all this type of money on that. But once again, it's the time of year where there's some people that just don't have it like that.
Oh, yeah.
And what do you say to them? What do you do for them? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's like we've become so consumed with consuming that we just really seem to be forgetting about the real meaning of Christmas. Now, not to sound like Linus with a blanket. I don't want to sound like Linus, you know, Charlie Brown Christmas and stuff like that. But I mean, really? What are we really doing?
Because it's become commercialized. Everybody's forgetting or they're making everyone forget what Christmas is about. It's not about the presents and going and spending up money, but that's how they make their money. Like, it's like I've been watching, when I watch TV, I'm seeing commercials that I've never seen. You know they got a commercial for Timberland? You ever seen a commercial for Timberland the whole years you've been wearing them?
No.
Yeah, exactly.
I never seen a commercial for Timberland. I thought you were talking about Timberland, who wanted to make music.
No, I'm talking about the booth. They got an actual commercial.
I've never seen
today.
Timberland make no commercial.
Exactly. But that's what I'm saying by how they're commercializing the holidays. Because even before Christmas got here, they were talking about Christmas in damn September. And Halloween didn't even get around yet. So it's just that they're pushing you to go out there and spend money because they know that your children are going to see certain things. They know that certain people, you know, family members, girlfriend, boyfriend, wife, husband, they're going to see. So they're going to be pushing that because they know you're going to run out there between Black Friday and today. You won't be out there losing your mind trying to buy stuff.
Listen, I ain't got.
Exactly.
Listen, if your kid or girlfriend, whatever, you want to be mad, damn, be mad.
Exactly.
Man once told me, listen, if somebody going to be mad, it's better you than me.
Exactly. And at the end of the day, listen, I'm the type of, that's how I feel. It's like, listen, I get you what I can. What I can't get you, listen, there's always next year, there's always, you know, a birthday, I'll get it for you for your birthday or whatever, but I'm not breaking my pockets trying to buy the whole generation gifts and all that other stuff. I give it to who's deserving. If I can't get you a gift, I'll do something else to, you know, show my appreciation to you, you know, or whatever, but... No, I'm not going to sit there and kill myself, like, you know, doing all this overtime, you know, doing overtime at work, killing myself, and guess what, they're going to take half of that taxes and the daggone way. So I still ain't going to see the damn money. Guess what, you
like
know what my president is?
Mm-hmm. And on top of that, you got a lot of people out here this time of year. I mean, it's depression.
Right.
Some people don't have anybody. Have even the simplest conversations with.
Right.
Some people just don't know how to have conversations with maybe loved ones they haven't spoken to in years. I mean, the holiday time, in a way,
hello?
Has its plus. Yeah, everything has its plus and minus. One thing I will say on things and people, especially this time of year, I mean, really. We're headed in bad directions. But like you said, every year it gets closer and closer. Next thing you know, they're going to be celebrating Christmas in August.
Yeah, right?
So, it was right after Thanksgiving, I saw Christmas lights, trees, everything. I thought it's Christmas just passed instead of the freaking Thanksgiving. I said, wait a minute, Christmas is Thanksgiving.
Right.
But this is what it's come to.
Right, yeah. It just doesn't make any sense. Commercializing, I'm seeing commercials that I ain't never... I'm seeing things, you know, like, I'm seeing commercials for things that I ain't never... Like, I've never seen
no
commercials, but I'm like, after the holidays, you're not going to see them no more.
It's true.
You're not going to see them no more until the next Christmas comes.
Yeah. like, what is your take? Yeah, what is your take on relationships? Because you know we're gonna have to do a relationship show coming up soon.
What relationships
what
during the holidays?
Oh. Yeah. What's your take on a lot of these things going on?
Well, I mean, if you're in a relationship in this holiday time, I mean, yeah, that should be a good time for you because you know that, you know, for one thing, you may be getting a present. You may be getting a present depending on your financial situation at the time. I think it should just be more about you spending the time with the person, you know, whoever it is. You know, that's always good.
True. Yeah, because I think first episode of the year, man, we're going to have to, you know, start addressing a couple of things. I got to get at cats. For I don't know, man. This is a lot of weird stuff, a lot of fugazi stuff going on between men and women nowadays. That we are just not, you know, just not getting the message.
Nope.
Yeah, man. Hey, do we have another caller? Hello?
Huh?
No, I was wondering if we had another caller.
No, I guess not.
I have another caller right now. Chair, Red. Like I said,
yeah.
You know, this is a new year coming, couple things. Got it. Drama, a lot of things we just need to stop. A lot of things we just need to focus on in terms of ourselves. And, you know, a lot of people want to do a whole bunch of loving, but how you gonna love when you don't love yourself? How could you love anyone else when you ain't taking the time to love you? And knowing what you're about, or, you know, focusing on what you have to do, you know, for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Because this is the I don't want to be lonely, you know, thing going on. I don't want to be lonely. I don't want to be by myself.
Listen, it is what it is.
If I don't have somebody, then I'm not loved.
That's what it is, man. I mean, that's how
I feel the same way. It's like it is what it is, but at the same time, you got to love who you are before you worrying about somebody else loving you. You're not loving, you look in that mirror and you ain't loving that person first, then how you going to sit up there and give love or even receive love from anybody else?
Well, first of all, no one should validate your existence. No one should be out here validating who you are. You should validate yourself. That's first and foremost. But, you know, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? So many things you can say. But, you know, what's really going to be done? I don't know. You know, sometimes you just can't call it.
No, you can't, but this is what people, you know, unfortunately with men and women, it's a great divide going on. You know, you have, once again, you have to, you know, blame a lot of it on the way a lot of these, you know, I'll say men and women, the way a lot of these men and women have been raised, because at the time they were, you know, kids and children, and they were being raised by somebody. So now that they're adults, like whatever they were seeing growing up. Now it's, you know, coming out. You know, now it's coming out when you, this is what I mean by when I said earlier, like, you know, you have to learn how to socialize and deal with people. And that's what parents don't think about now. They don't think that, listen, yes, this is a baby, but this baby has to learn, this baby has to learn to be sociable. They have to learn to deal with other people, and they're not going to stay babies. They're not going to stay 2 or 3 years old. They're not going to stay 7 or 8. They have to learn to deal with people. They have to become adults.
Are they too busy learning about? Yeah, they too busy learning about Santa's husband.
Santa's husband.
Yeah, too busy worrying about Santa's husband. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Santa's husband and the side piece husband and somebody else's husband. Yeah, you're right about that. Excuse me, you're right about that. And that's where things are becoming complicated and they're messing up. And the thing is, the children are watching you. They're hearing, like I said, you have parents that sit around and they have conversations, and they're having these conversations right in front of the children. Or the children are in the conversations with them. Now, could you be in a conversation with your mom or dad when you were younger? No, you couldn't, and neither could I. Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hello? Okay. Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Okay. My apologies. Yeah, I am on the move right now, and apparently I just got disconnected from everyone. So I'm sorry for leaving you alone, Red. I'm sorry. I left you lonely. Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I am so sorry. I'm, you know, on the move. You know, that's one thing about doing the podcast. It's a beautiful thing, you know. You know, you can do it and still keep it moving at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because sometimes life just don't stop. You know, you got to keep it moving. But as we were saying, we need to stop involving children in, you know, our adult situations. Children need to stay in the children's place. And, you know, that's just that. I don't know why or where did this whole thing of, you know, making children adults came from, because then now people are wondering why children act the way they act. Like, wait a minute, you know, they're out here being disrespectful because we're making them feel like they're in a position.
They're adults.
You know, they're adults, so they can tell us how they want to do it, and
whatever the case may be.
Yeah, as I was, you know, saying, like, when, you know, we were growing up, you couldn't be in your mother or your father's conversation either to I or any one of us.
Exactly.
You wasn't sitting around like we went off into other rooms or we went and played in the room or something like that. You wasn't sitting around adults and they drinking and talking and all. But now these kids, they, you know, their parents is sitting there and they smoking weed and they doing everything right in front of the kids. And it's just like, oh, someone told no idea. Okay, but your child is not over 21. Your child is not 18 or 19 years old. Or all these, you know, kids, that's different. But not some, not no, you know, and then you still, you got to have a little respect for it, you know, a little respect with it. But not no 5-year-old or 11-year-old, and you sitting there on the phone with your girlfriend talking about her dad or some guy that you was messing with, and you say details, and the child sitting right there listening to that. Are you kidding me?
Exactly.
But then you can't, but it's, you could, like, it, well, you can still blame it kind of on the crowd, but then guess what? Once again, let's go back to these reality shows. You got this mother that wants to watch the reality show, and the child is sitting right there watching it as well. And you know, it ain't nothing but adult situations going on in these shows.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, you know, what do you, and then, you know, and then when the child come out their face or they say something out of context or they start smelling themselves, then you want to be, I don't know. You ain't just, oh, what are you getting mad about? You let them do this to you.
Yeah, well, this is the problem. This is where we're at. And this is what it is.
Nice.
And it says that things will continue to go on this way as long as we continue to act like a bunch of savages. And that's all across the color spectrum. You know what I'm saying? So don't try to just break it down to, like, one type of people. I mean, everybody out there acts cool.
Exactly. I mean, you know, just like, you know, even with the men with their sons. How is you? Of course, your son is not. Is not be, oh, of course, these young ladies now that are dealing with these men. Yeah, of course, he's not acting like a man. But you know what? He didn't have a man to show him how to be a man. Because he doesn't have anybody around him to show him that. Because either dad is acting like a little boy himself, and the wife or the girlfriend or whoever is taking care of him like that's his mama. And so guess what? Of course he's not going to learn how to be a man. Because you're not sure. You're not even a man yourself. So why you want to teach your son how to be a man?
True.
But we're going to definitely address that. At a later date, you know, we definitely gonna do that.
Yeah, definitely got to. But
go ahead and get that done.
Yeah, but I don't know, man. I just hope for the new year, you know, people start doing a lot of reflecting. I hope that you know, we can try to come to some type of common ground, man, some type of unity. Stop all the hate and I'm a force what I believe and what I want to do on you, and you want to do as I say and not as I do, and you know, it's just a whole bunch of trash. One thing I need to stop is like this dumbass wannabe hip hop music. Like this stuff.
Oh boy.
A lot of this trash just really. I don't.
Oh no, you're a hater. Oh trash. Oh, you're a hater. Y'all know. Oh, you need to get with it.
Nah.
Remember that? You need to get with it.
Nah. I'm not a hater. I just can't sit back and
just tired,
you know,
of
people.
Just,
yeah. Well, you know, you want to promote, you know, drug usage. You want to promote, you know, mistreatment of women. You want to promote, nothing that really helps us progress as a species.
Okay, so now I'm gonna play devil's advocate, remember, go ahead.
you know, they want to talk about just garbage, you know, materialism, you know. I mean, listen, how many white people you really, you know, listen, have you ever seen, like, a commercial for, I was watching this somewhere, and I have to bring it up. Have you ever seen a commercial for a Bentley?
Nope.
Of course not.
The only commercial I've seen in terms of, like, an expensive car is Jaguar, because that's how they say it on commercial. Jaguar.
Okay. Yeah, trying to make it sound all sexy. But my
thing that's how you say it on the point, Jaguar.
Yeah, but my whole thing is, so you don't really see no Bentley commercial. I mean, you see Benz commercials, but do you really see, I mean, in most of these commercials, who do you see buying this stuff?
Of course. Of course.
So, like, what's the point, you know what I'm saying? And
never one of
they
us.
They make a lot of money. Now, I'm sure they make a lot of money off of us because we the main ones talking about their product.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We the main ones always talking about Sadie's Benz, this, that, and the third. It's like, really?
So let me play devil's advocate for a minute, because I know I might have seen a thread going on, and they were talking about the same subject. And a comment that was made was, oh, well, back in the days, what about y'all rappers back in the days where y'all talked about drinking liquor and the gold chains and the this, that, and the other? Isn't that the same thing? No, not really, because that's the point. We were talking about drinking liquor. Like, you know, old English, St. Ives, you know.
But the thing is, we were talking about other stuff.
Right,
we
and when we was talking about that stuff, or when, you know, the rappers of our time was talking about that stuff, that was in party mode. That wasn't on the regular, I'm just going to lay down here with these three women in my bed and just start popping Molly. No, nobody was saying that.
No, not that I know.
It was party time. It was like, yo, we going to this party. Yo, I got my Tim's, you know, it was always the Tim's or the 40 below. Oh, I got the Tim's on, the 40 below, you know, my fat gold chains, and we going to this party, we stepping up into the Latin court. It was party mode.
Exactly.
But then when they talked about regular stuff, they talked about how they struggled to get where they were, how they had the year. They probably, I'm sure the majority of them had to sell their little drugs or hustle to get that money up to get studio time, not to sell it and just be laying up in some hotel somewhere with six women coming out the damn closet from somewhere, and you got Molly's and Percocets all over the damn room. No, nobody was talking about that. We're talking about young men that had to struggle to get to where they are because they was hungry or they wanted to take care of their family. That's the difference.
Sure, indeed.
That's the difference. Like, you know, but just like you said, this music has to stop. Like that Cardi B chick. I don't understand where in the good Lord hell they bigging this chick up. Like, why are you bigging this chick? She sounds horrible.
Because.
And they're going crazy over that one goddamn song she made. And she up there having party. Oh, yeah, I did this song. Girl, you sound like your voice is annoying as hell. And you know, the sad part about it, she's a nice looking young lady, but you're just making a clown spectacle of yourself.
Well, you know, I guess the reason why Cardi B is getting over in terms of what she does, because I guess a lot of people feel that they can relate to her. You know, what she's talking about, just the whole attitude in general. Like, some people feel that she's probably like a champion because, you know, she made it out the hood. You know,
she was a stripper and all that, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
But my thing is, what is that saying, once again, what is that saying to these young ladies? See, that's the, like, what is that saying to these young ladies? Oh, I can strip and then I'm going to turn into a rapper. No, like, why are you, once again, why are you promoting that? oh, I could be a stripper tomorrow and somebody going to put me on and I'm going to be a rapper next week. It was bad enough with that Nicki Minaj chick, but she wasn't a stripper or anything. But it was bad enough with her. Now we got this chick, and she was stripping on somebody's pole at one time, and now all of a sudden, you're this big time, you're this supposedly rapping. You sound horrible, so horrible to me, but you sound good to the rest of these idiots. And but the thing is, what kind of example are you setting for these young ladies walking around here, for the regular young ladies, not the young ladies that's going to have somebody backing them like that?
That's the thing. It's not about setting an example anymore.
Exactly.
It's just about making money.
What Dennis Rodman said back in the day. Wasn't Dennis Rodman?
Huh?
No, I was like, Dennis, oh, no, not Dennis Rodman. What was his name? He was like, I am not a role
model. I mean, yo, at least he's being honest. At least he's being honest about it. He was being straight up. I mean, listen, you can't. There's certain things you can't pitch to the kids. I mean, listen, I wonder if some of these cats out here who talk this junk, if they're pitching the same thing to their kids.
Exactly.
Because some of these kids probably, their kids probably don't even go to the same schools. Or their kids are afforded other opportunities that other kids will never have.
Exactly.
But it's all good, though.
Yeah, because they know where they meant. Once again, it's all about they know. Like I say it all the time. Like I said, our people are our own worst enemy. They know where they're making their money at. That's the sad part about it. And once again, you hate to keep putting race into it, but this is what it's become now. It's become the fact that they know who their target audience is. They know Cardi B. Oh, she can get the people around. Oh, she can get them record sales. Then that's making, once she get the record sales or the song sales, okay, that's making us money. Yeah, she getting her cut, but that's making us money.
Because
we're going to be driving around in the Bentleys and the Jaguars and all that stuff. So we the ones that can go to the Hamptons and go to the Hamptons and go to all those big time parties in the Hamptons. The little kids in the hood ain't going to no Hamptons or can't go to the Hamptons or can't even get up to the Hamptons.
Well, that's not the concern overall. And, you know, somebody would say that somebody like you is a Debbie Downer and you're not looking at the big picture and...
Oh, yeah, of course.
You know, whatever. Like I said,
of course.
Tonight, you know, this being, you know, almost the end of the year, this wasn't about just being focused on one topic. This is basically just talking about a couple of things. I mean, listen... Seem like towards the end of the year, we always losing a lot of people. You know, discovering, you know, new things. Like I said, man, it's the time of year where there's a lot of people out there that don't have anybody. Well, they do have people, but some people still feel alone. And no one really ever takes the time to give a damn.
Nope. And, everybody's busy. With themselves.
Yeah. But you know, there's people out here that give a damn, man. I mean, like I said, it really bothered me when, you know, like a 13-year-old and a 10-year-old committing suicide. It's like, why? Life ain't that bad. It'll never be that bad to the point where you feel you have to take your own life to stop what? Something that can change.
Yep.
Situation never stays permanent unless you choose to keep yourself in the same situation that you're in. Change can always happen. One day you may be bullied, the next day you may become the bully. One day you could be sitting on cloud nine, rich, blowing money on all types of stuff. Next thing you know, you can lose everything. You can lose your health.
Money
in the world, you can lose your health. Then where you at?
That's right. You can't take that. You definitely can't take it with you you know, when once your health starts to decline, you can't take nothing with you.
Yeah, we take a lot of things for granted. And at this time of year, we need to start recognizing the little things that make us happy. Mm-hmm. The little thing that make other people happy. I mean, I try.
Okay.
I'm trying to not be so, you know, quick about, you know, rush to anger or presumptuous with certain things. I mean, it's not something that you can just get over in a night.
Right, exactly. It takes time. Yeah, absolutely.
It takes practice.
It definitely takes time.
You know, none of us are perfect. But, you know, there's some things that we all have to work on within, you know, one another and with each other. And I suggest, if you really give a damn, get cracking.
Yep.
Focus. Stay the course. Because trust and believe. There's people out there that stay in the course, making sure that you just don't make it. People that are out there staying the course, making sure that you stay broke. That you stay down.
Yep.
Do something about it. You know,
absolutely.
One thing I can't stand when people talk junk about, oh, what did Barack Obama do for us? It's not about what he did. It's about what he did to represent. If who would ever thought there'll be a black man in the White House?
Mm-hmm.
As the President of the United States. So with that being said, he didn't need to give you a handout. You should have picked your damn pants up.
Yep.
You should have got on your grind. He hustled.
Yep,
hustled.
Exactly.
Don't call yourself a hustler and your work ethic is short. You can't do that. Hustle, model, you know, rise and grind. If you ain't grinding, what are you doing? If you ain't about making it happen, what are you doing?
Because it's called lazy. Because they see other people get it so easy. Oh, he got it easy.
Yeah,
oh, he got easy.
Never
he
know
got
how
it.
Somebody else got it.
Absolutely, and you know what's so funny? Your aunt, my mother, may she rest in peace, used to say that all the time. And she, you know, like if I say something about some, you know, she just used to be like, listen, I see people do a certain thing, they got cars and they got this and that. She says, you know what? You don't know how they got what they got.
Exactly.
She's like, you never know how they got what they got, and that still plays in my mind. And I even say that to my own children. You don't know how a person get with this. Cause you don't know if they out there selling their behind, selling drugs. You don't know what they're doing.
It's true.
Okay. So you never look at another person and say, oh, my God, they got everything. Yeah, but you don't know how they're catching their behind to keep that everything. I ain't robbing Peter to pay Paul just to keep that everything that they got.
Yeah, but some people don't look at it like that.
Yep. And it's just sad. You got people that get and they just they don't know what to do with it. Like I was explaining that to the youngest one today about that young lady that won that lotto. She was like a couple of years ago. She won the lotto. Had all this money, but she don't have none of it now because she's busy bailing the boyfriend out of jail every other day. Or every other week or whatever it was. So it's
you
like,
know,
you got
I
that money to bail him out
that.
Of jail?
Yeah, I couldn't understand.
Hey, you got that money and you didn't put it away, you didn't invest in my thing. It's just, once again, him as a man. You know this is your girlfriend, fiance, whatever it is. Why would you keep getting yourself into something that she has to bail you out? So that money could have went towards something besides bail.
It takes
because they have kids. They have kids. Yeah, exactly. They have
to
kids.
Learn that love don't love no one.
Exactly.
Back me up.
That's my song.
That
love don't love no one. That's
no one. Listen, if you're going to keep running up in and out of jail and think that I'm going to bail you out, yo, listen. I love you when you get out.
All right. That's right.
Be some change rate for you when you get out.
That's right.
Change rate.
Not me. Nope. Absolutely not. And then you got children, and it's like that money could be going towards like college. You know how much college is now for kids? And then, like I said, that free thing, there's all kinds of stipulations with that. So guess what? Save that money for these kids for college or some type of good school to put them in or something. Like, come on. Like, you got to do better with that stuff.
Yeah, we
got to
do better, but, you know. That's it, man. It is what it is, man.
Yep.
I really.
No.
I can't call anymore. But we're about to wrap this up. And once again, my apologies, everybody. Like I said, I've been on the move today. And you know, for the late start, show didn't go exactly how it was planned, but it went. And those that listen, and be back at it next year to get your ears burning and get on your nerves. Let take it out.
Yeah, everyone have a safe.
I'm sorry, go ahead, Red.
No, I was just saying, everyone just have safe, blessed holiday, New Year, everything. I just hope everybody just, you know, focus on the good things. Focus on the positivity going on.
No doubt. On that note, Big Red and Brother be out. 27.
Be out.
In the can. Catch you next year. Peace.
Peace out.
Right.
Next year. Peace.
Peace. Awesome. Later. Later.